Hello everyone, my name is Hai Jie. You can call me Heidi. I'm a PhD student from Texas A&M University, and I'm working with Dr. Genghua Niu and Dr. Mengmeng Gu. Today I'm going to talk about the optimized light quality, which is the optimized proportions of red, blue, and green light for plant production in indoor vertical farms. As we all know, the different light quality has a significant effect on the plant growth and factory metabolism. The photosynthetically active radiation, including the blue, green, and red light, are the light spectrum providing light energy for plant photosynthesis. And among all the light wavelengths, the red and blue light are mostly studied because they are the most efficient light wavelengths for plant photosynthesis. And it was reported that more blue light will increase the plant photosynthesis due to improved stomata opening and the synthesis of chlorophylls. And the red light will induce the plant expansion growth, including the stem elongation and leaf expansion. So more red light will increase the plant canopy size and increase the light interception by the whole plant canopy. And blue light will inhibit the plant expansion growth, which decreases the plant canopy size. So a combined red and blue light was recommended for plant production in indoor vertical farms, but the optimal ratio of red and blue light or the optimal blue light proportion is still an ongoing discussion. Compared to red and blue light, green light is less studied because it's poorly absorbed by the chlorophylls. However, green light could penetrate into deeper plant canopy, which may increase the plant photosynthesis in the lower level plant canopy. Green light could also induce shade avoidance responses in plants, which may increase the stem elongation and the leaf expansion, therefore increase the plant canopy size and the light interception by the whole plant canopy. Green light could also create a white lighting environment, which is a pleasant working environment for the workers and growers in the facility. However, if you keep the constant PPFD level, the inclusion of green light will reduce the light intensity of red and of blue light, which may have some passive effects on the plant growth. With all these questions, come to the objectives of our study. First is to determine the optimal ratio of red and blue light in the light sources used in indoor vertical farms. Second is to evaluate the effects of green light on plant growth, yield, and secondary metabolism. With all these questions, we may have the optimized light quality for indoor farm production. In this study, all the experiments were conducted in a work-in growth room at our research center at El Paso. We chose 6 different plant cultivars, including a green and purple leaf basil, green and red leaf mustard, and green and red leaf kale plants. All the plants were germinated in a greenhouse and transplanted to a 4-inch pot when there is one pair of true leaves expanded. After transplanting, all the plants were treated with different light quality treatments. For all the treatment, the plant canopy temperature was maintained at a certain level. All the plants were manually subrogated using a nutrient solution. And all the plants were harvested when the plant height reached around 25 centimeters. We have 5 light quality treatments in total, including 3 combined red and blue lights with different blue light proportions at 12%, 24%, and 49%. At the blue light proportion of 12% and 24%, we have 2 white light treatments, which has a green light proportion at 41% and 44%. For all the light quality treatments, the PPFD and photo period are the same, 224 micromole per square meter per second and 16 hour. At harvest, we measured the plant photosynthesis, relative chlorophyll content, the growth parameters, plant yield, and the secondary plant metabolites to evaluate the plant responses to different light quality treatments. Now let's look at the results. First is the plant photosynthesis. If you only look at the three combined red and blue light treatments, our results were consistent with previous studies, which is with the highest blue light proportion at 49%, the net photosynthetic rate in purple basal, green kale, and red kale plants was the highest. With the inclusion of green light decreased the net photosynthetic rate in red kale plants at a blue light proportion of 24%. There are also some decreasement in other tested plant species, but the difference was not significant. Similar with the plant photosynthesis responses, the relative chlorophyll content in tested in purple basil and red kale plants were also the highest at a blue light proportion of 49%. And the inclusion of green light decreased the chlorophyll content in purple basil plants, but it showed an increase in the red kale plants. On plant expansion growth, including the plant height and the leaf area, it showed a different responses with the plant photosynthesis. Under the highest blue light proportions of 49%, the plant showed the lowest plant height and the lowest leaf area. At a low blue light proportion of 12%, the stem elongation was increased with the inclusion of green light, but at a higher blue light proportion of 24%, the stem elongation was decreased by the inclusion of green light. Our hypothesis is that the inclusion of green light will increase the stem elongation, which is the shade avoidance responses. In our experiment, we see the green light did increase the stem elongation, but it only worked at a lower blue light proportion. And at a higher blue light proportion of 24%, the effects of green light was overrided by the blue light. But for leaf expansion, all the green light treatment decreased the leaf area in all the in tested plant species. The plant shoot fresh rate, the plant biomass accumulation is determined by two components. One is the net photosynthetic rate, and another one is the leaf area, which is light interception. In this experiment, all the tested plant species showed a similar trend between the biomass accumulation and the leaf area instead of the net photosynthetic rate, which is under the highest blue light proportion of 49%, plants had the lowest shoot fresh rate and shoot dry rate. This indicated that the leaf area, which is the plant capacity of light interception, determined the plant biomass accumulation instead of the net photosynthetic rate. And with the inclusion of green light, it decreased the plant shoot fresh rate and shoot dry rate. At harvest, we also measured the plant nutritional qualities, including the concentrations of anthocyanin, phenolics, flavonoids, and the antioxidant capacity of the plant leaves. We can see different light quality treatments showed a significant effect on the phenolic concentration and the antioxidant capacity levels. For plant phenolics concentration, under the highest blue light proportions of 49%, the plants had the highest concentrations of phenolics. And for antioxidant capacity levels, the different blue light proportions of 24% and 49% had the similar levels. With the inclusion of green light, it decreased the phenolic concentration in green basil and purple basil plants, but it increased the phenolic concentration in green kale and green mustard plants. For the antioxidant capacity of plant leaves, the green light also showed a positive as well as a negative effect in different plant species. At last, we did a summarization of the plant responses, including the plant shoot fresh weight and the nutritional values to different light quality treatments. And here, the nutritional values is the total amount of anthocyanin, phenolics, flavonoids, and antioxidant per plant, not the phytochemical concentrations. And this is a relative performance, which is measured value compared to the maximum detected value. This is the relative performance, which is the percentage. From this, we can see with the lower blue light proportions of 12% and 24%, plants showed a similar value. The short fresh rate and the nutritional values are similar. But with the highest blue light proportions of 49%, although it increased the phytochemical concentrations, but it decreased the total amounts of phytochemicals per plant due to the decreased plant yield. And with the inclusion of green light, it decreased plant shoot yield as well as the phytochemical total amounts of phytochemicals, especially in the purple basil and the red leaf kale and mustard plants. So, come to our conclusions. Although plant responses to different light quality are species specific, but we did have a generalized conclusion. First is the increasing blue light proportions increased the plant photosynthesis, but it decreased plant expansion and plant yield. This indicated that the leaf area predominated biomass accumulation in plants instead of the instantaneous net photosynthetic rate. Second is green light indeed increased the stem elongation, but it only worked at a lower blue light proportion. And at a higher blue light proportion, the effects of green light was overrided by the red and a blue light. Third is blue light increased the phytochemical concentrations, while green light showed a both positive and negative effects on the phytochemical concentration. But both green light and blue light decreased the total amounts of phytochemicals per plant. If we have a recommendation for plant production in indoor vertical farms, we would recommend a combined red and blue light with small blue light proportions. And in this experiment, the blue light proportion will be around 12% to 24%. And also in this experiment, we used a relatively high green light proportion, which is around 41% and 44%. So the green light is not recommended. At this proportion was not recommended for plant production. And further research with lower green light proportions may be needed. Thank you. Yes.
For your measurement of photosynthesis, what was your lighting source?
We used the PPCs. Oh, yes, sorry. For the photosynthesis measurement, we used the Cyrus 3 PP system, and we used the LED light unit. It is a white LED light. There is blue, red, and green, and the blue and red around. It was almost evenly around 30% for each light wavelength. Yes. Thank you.